Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because Christina Cavanaugh is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Christina is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is an internationally recognized expert on electronic communication, especially email. In fact, her book is called Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. How about that subtitle? And she's our good friend all the way from Toronto, Canada, Christina Cavanaugh. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. You didn't say all the way from warm Toronto, Canada.
Yeah, you guys have had kind of a warm winter so far, haven't you?
We have.
That's bizarre. It's who knows what global warming has in store for us, right? Hey, Christina, I said something in the previous segment before you got here when I was telling the audience you were coming, that with Twitter and texting and IM and all the social media contacting options, is email still the workhorse? What do you think?
What I know is email is still the workhorse.
Yeah.
There is no other tool that's out there that delivers what it needs to. I mean, it's the key transmitter of information, and in particular in business and with all manner of parties and stakeholders. So it's kind of universal. It's like books. You know, a lot of people are saying there's Kindle, electronic, media. Are books going the way of the dodo? And the answer is there are more books now than there were even 5 years.
So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about some of the other options in the next segment. But right now that we have determined, and we're going to pick right back up on this and talk about the others after the next break, but with that understanding, with that knowledge of the fact, as you say, that email is still the workhorse, that means we still need to be paying attention to how to being productive with email, don't we?
Oh, more so,
and
than
efficient.
Ever. I think people somehow, with all the social media talk, they've taken their eye off the ball on how to just manage email.
Right. So let's talk about that. Give us some ideas. I know that, I still have to do this, and I changed email clients, by the way, after years and years of using Eudora, which I loved.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly why anyway, I won't go into all the details, but I changed over to Thunderbird.
Okay.
And I'm still not completely comfortable with it. I'm using it. I've been using it for a while now. Mm-hmm. But I still miss some of my old Eudora stuff. I may be the only guy who's never used
Outlook
ever. I've never sent one email or received one email in Outlook ever. And I may be the only person out there who's ever done that, Christina. But anyway, so I'm using Thunderbird, and I'm still not used to managing. I'm not doing as good a job of managing in Thunderbird as I was. What do you think?
Okay. Well, I guess it depends on what you say by managing. You know, for you, it may be just using the tools, the send and the receive. Where are all the different tools that I knew in my old system?
It's a different way of keeping files, of segregating files. And so that's what I'm getting used to. But regardless of the client that you use, the program you use, it's very important to keep your inbox clean, right, and your trash emptied and all that.
Yeah, and that's the whole key. I mean, given that it's January, beginning of the year, I think where most people are falling down with not managing email is big inboxes, big fat.
Thousands and thousands of email.
Hundreds, 500, thousands of emails.
Oh, I've wandered up on people and they had thousands of inbox emails in their inbox. Some of them have never been opened. And that's just bogging down your...
The problem is that's a big weighty pressure on your mind that... you've got all this stuff on the in the inbox. Nothing's in a folder. It's almost like imagine having a desk where you've never filed a paper,
right?
You know, for a year.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing, and I can't stress more so that if people want to control email for themselves in their workplace, that they should keep messages in their inbox that are only current, that require action, or they're waiting for things. And
now,
everything else that is action, like complete, needs to be filed.
What I do, Christina, is I get rid of all the spam, and I put files that for people I work on with on a regular basis, I move them over into their own folder. Now I don't want to fly into false colors here, Christina. I'm not highly organized with my email, but I do move things around reasonably well. But I leave, what I do is I leave certain people that I know I want to get back to them, send an email back to them or get some contact information. I leave one or two of those in the email so I can go back and find those quickly.
Yep. And that's exactly what, it's the kind of thing that the kind of system I use where you know that you're waiting on something or you know you have to get back to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave that in the inbox because it'll be a tickler, a reminder.
It'll be handy.
But everything else should get out of there. And I know that one of the things that I have done and others have done, I create a couple of these archive folders called Read Later and another folder called Think About It. And so what it means is, like, if there are email messages there that don't need any action, but you need time to read them, I put them in the Read Later file, and when you got some downtime, I go and read them. The Think About It file might be ones where, you know, people have sent you stuff asking you to link onto this, look at this website, and maybe take some kind of action, but you don't have to do it right away. And so I put it in those separate folders.
And if you don't do that, it goes right up the line in your inbox, never to be found again.
Well, exactly. And, you know, and there's this sort of tacit feeling of overwhelm. And I think sometimes people don't come out and speak it. But if you name it, you can tame it. And if you've got 1,000 messages in your inbox, like you've just got to get rid of them.
Well, also, all those messages, especially if they're unread, if I'm not mistaken, that bogs down your email server.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? I mean, all that those unread messages, isn't that taking up memory in the email server?
Oh, yes, it does. Everything that goes into backup, everything that sits in your email inbox, everything.
Yeah. So if you might be getting a call from the managers of your email server telling you get rid of some of those.
Or a bill.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. Or a bill. Hold on that thought. Right back with Christina Cavanaugh. We're going to talk about some other ways of connecting with people, email and otherwise. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog and all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thousands and thousands of pieces of information and different kinds of multimedia resources that will help you, including the body of work that Christina Cavanaugh has put together with us over the years. And so you can go back and listen to things that she's talked to us about that are still, many of them, most of them are still evergreen. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Christina is the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox by Christina Cavanaugh. And Christina, tell us how we can find you.
www.christinacavanaugh, all one word, no you, .com.
All right. So check that out. They can find your book there, and they can, if they want to engage you in helping them organize their electronic communications, you can help them from there, can't you?
I can, because it'll forward on to, they can reach me there or my business website.
Right. So check that out. Christina, previously we were talking about email and getting email a little bit better organized. And you said that, you know, I proposed that email might be the workhorse, but you said you know that it still is. It's the ubiquitous connecting technology, because, I mean, everybody doesn't have a Twitter account. Everybody doesn't have a Facebook. Everybody's not connected to everybody else with IM, but most people have email. So it's kind of the superhighway of internet connection, online connecting. But other people, I mean, I have a customer who's a young customer who says he likes to communicate over Twitter. But yet we also email.
Well, and I guess it depends on the context, Jim. I think all we know right now and what we could foresee in the next 10 years in business is email will be the workhorse, will be the
communication. It'll continue to be. You think it will continue to be?
I think it will, but I give it a 10-year horizon and say,
yeah,
all right, I don't know what happens
right
after that.
Right. We might be doing telepathy by then, right?
Well, or there could be some kind of different conception of a network that doesn't require us to log in. It'll just be there,
right,
and we can access it instantly.
Always on, right.
Yeah, always on is right. But I'd say for now, email is the thing for work. There may be preferences, sure. I mean, you've got a lot of people, you've got sub-segments that are using Twitter, for sure, and Facebook, MySpace even.
Well, there are communities that are using those. In other words, there are people that you and I might deal with, and we always communicate with them over one of those platforms, and we typically might not send them email. But many of us, business people, especially business to business, doing business to business, in those scenarios, we have to be able to do all those, don't we? We have to. It's not a matter of either or. We can't if we have customers who use different communication methods. We have to be prepared to go where they are, don't we?
Well, yes, to some extent. Like I have done some consulting with firms on social media because people are wondering, should I jump in? Should I put my toe in the water here? And what I say to them is that I think it depends on your business, depends on, you know, the majority of your clients, who you're trying to reach, and do you have the internal capability to keep up with it? Because it's fine to open up a Facebook page, but a Facebook page, like a website, needs maintenance.
Right.
Like you need to
right.
get fans. You need to post things on there. So it has to make sense for your business if you're going to go into social media and keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that's the trade-off. Even blogs, it's the same thing. People say, oh, well, should I do a blog? And I go, well, you know, again.
Well, a blog is more publishing than communicating directly,
well, but
directly,
still,
isn't it?
People sign into that. I mean, it's
yeah.
still a form of outbound.
Oh, I know. No. There are threads. People have the threads and everything. I agree with you.
Yeah. So
but,
it's still an outreach because
right.
I think this is where your clients, like your small business entrepreneurs, might be thinking, well, God, do I do social or don't I do social?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can kind of make sure you're accessible to it, but, it requires time.
But you can't
if you're not on Twitter, for instance, is that going to sort of turn away a huge portion of your business, or is it going to affect one or two clients?
What you can't do, though, Christina, is you can't be a dinosaur. You can't stick your head in the sand. You can't deny what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be part of the landscape, don't you? You got to stay connected. Somehow keep the leaders in sight, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, but I also think you don't have to be like lemmings and follow everybody over the cliff either. You know, like I think it's good to recognize if Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or even YouTube. I mean, if any of these things, I think a business could show that they were fresh without having Twitter connection or without having Facebook if they had something, a link that said "See us on YouTube."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there are different ways to be fresh and leading edge, but you don't have to dive into everything and say, okay, here, don't just see me, aren't I cool?
Christina, would you agree with me? I wrote this about this recently. We have an embarrassment of communication riches right now, don't we?
Well, we have a lot.
We have a lot. There's a lot to keep up with. In the old days, Christina, I would just call you up or send you a letter, right? That was a nice trip down memory lane. Hey, Christina, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, well, thank you. My pleasure, Jim.
ChristinaCavanaugh.com is the website. The book is called Managing Your Email. She'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.